infecting bugs with bacteria. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Just 20 Colorado potato beetles can strip a plant to its stock in less than 2 days. And according to Phyllis Martin, a microbiologist with the USDA Agricultural Research Service, the beetles are already resistant to many of the pesticides designed to combat them. Now Martin and her colleagues are taking a new approach to stopping the beetles. They're using a microbe called Photorhabdus luminescens.
It's just a name that actually means glowing bacteria, because photo means light and luminescence means glowing. And rhabdus is just Greek for rod-shaped, which is what the bacteria looks like.
She says in nature, the bacteria are found in worms called nematodes. They help the nematodes kill beetles, which are used as food for the nematode larvae. The researchers took the bacteria out of the worms and grew them in the lab.
So what we do is we spray it, just like a regular chemical, to leaves, and then the insects eat a little bit. They get sick, and they stop eating, and a couple days later, they die.
Martin says preliminary tests show the treatment is safer for humans and the environment than chemical pesticides, but it may be 5 to 7 years before the spray is available to farmers. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.